I think for me and for many of my generation, the coming of the third programme changed our lives. It certainly changed mine. I was 15 in 1946, terribly precocious, very bent on going into the theatre and opera, obsessed by the drama, obsessed by music, hoping to go to university. And suddenly there was all this stuff flooding out every night, which was challenging and surprising. I heard loads of plays that I'd never seen. Certainly lots of Elizabethan plays, I remember. Webster, Turner, Ford, Beaumont and Fletcher. But most of all, I remember the first drama of the third programme, first one of all, which was Man and Superman in full, with Sebastian Shaw, who later, in his maturity and old age, became an old friend and a staunch member of the Royal Shakespeare Company. Esme Percy, who was very, very close to Shaw, who I also later worked with several times and quizzed about Shaw. And Griselda Harvey, who was a kind of golden voice, all-purpose BBC repertory actress, but who had astonishing wit. Anyway, the whole play was there, stretched out through the whole evening, and I couldn't believe my eyes or my luck, but Man and Superman remains a golden memory. Well, see, this is before television, and one used to concentrate on the radio. I mean, radio is still an extraordinarily popular and potent medium, but it's now the thing that goes on while we're doing other things. I mean, all the stage designers I know live in a wash of Radio 4 while they design their sets. I personally find that terribly difficult. I mean, I cannot listen to music and do something else. I cannot have music as background.